Yeah, I went down there last year to help buddy of mine move up here. He sold his house and bought one up here. And I hadn't been back down to Vacaville, Fairfield in 40 years. I tell you what, it grew. You know, he took me to different places I've been. I'm like, wow. It's just totally, I'd be lost in that little town now, or it's not little now, but.
Hear that? I think one of my daughters was actually living in Vacaville for a while. I have to double check on that. I think Courtney was living in Vacaville, if I remember right. Yeah, she might even still be there. She travels all over the place, so more than likely she could be.
Yeah, we moved down there in 66. And, hell, I went to high school, school from 68 to 81 and graduated out of there and then went to military and got out, come back, and then I landed up moving to Florida.
I hear that. Yeah, I got a aunt and cousins. My Aunt Pat lives in Sacramento, well, in Citrus Heights, just outside of Sacramento. Yeah, so I've been all through that area. I lived in the San Joaquin Valley for years, and I actually went to Merced College. I took light veterinary training, artificial insemination, and computerized dairy management there in Merced, and worked on one of the biggest dairies. It runs 24 hours a day in Chowchilla's, where I did all my training.
Yeah, my wife and her ex-husband had their own dairy. So, yeah, she knows all about that.
I hear that. Yeah, we just lived way south of you in Santa Cruz. So, yeah, we lived all through that whole area, Walnut Creek, Santa Cruz, Aptos, Soquel, Capitola. Lived all through that whole area all the way up to the San Joaquin Valley.
Down there in Contra Costa.
Been through it. Dad was born in San Juan, was a sheriff in San Juan Bautista, California Highway Patrol, and a sheriff in San Pablo before he passed away and retired and then passed away.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep, I hear that. Yep, I've lived all through there. Merced, Chowchilla, Madera, Turlock, Modesto. My brother still lives in Modesto, and I got one brother in Fresno, between Fresno and Selma.
Yeah, I know all them places, too. When I was driving a truck, me and my wife, we'd go down to L.A. and come back up. We'd go to Visalia and pick up paper. Roll big giant rolls of paper, and then bring it up to Oregon.
I hear that? Yeah, my brother lives in Modesto. He was a longliner. He just retired last year, the end of last year. And then my last sister that passed away. Well, my two sisters, both of them were living in Mariposa, and they're both gone now. There's only us brothers left now.
Oh, copy, copy.
Ten brothers and sisters, and all there is the brothers left. I don't know what happened, but something went sour somewhere.
Yeah, copy. I think my mom and dad had six. Five of us and then one stepdaughter.
Yeah, I hear that. As far as my kids, I got seven of my own. They're all grown. A couple of them still in college, and only one of them lives here in Klamath.
I got two of my own. They live in I got four stepchildren. Three live here and one in Idaho.
Darn. Yeah, I got family in Twin Falls.
Yeah, my stepson, he lives in Emmett. He's a farmer up there. He's got a big farm up there.
Small world, isn't it, Henry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. He don't run nothing but John Deere. That's his thing.
We've got an acre and a half here. I got two small John Deeres, but they're not big tractors.